This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says saxophonist Earl Turbinton is one of New Orleans' best-kept secrets. Turbinton is a lifelong resident of the city, and like many musicians there, he moves back and forth between jazz and rhythm and blues. He's toured with B.B. King and singer Jerry Butler, and he recorded with Joe Zawinul, who founded the group Weather Report. Kevin has a review of Turbinton's new album.
One of the oddest things about the singular city of New Orleans is that for all the great musicians who come from the place, there's never been much of a homegrown recording industry. Consequently, the great musicians who stay home remain only local heroes. It's one reason why players who move away in search of fame never complain of homesickness. Everyone in New Orleans knows who saxophonist Earl Turbinton is, but hardly anyone else does. Turbinton has a new album on the Rounder label, Brothers for Life, so-called because sibling Willie T wrote four of the tunes and plays piano and a little background synthesizer. Earl Turbinton plays mostly alto sax, but doubles on tenor and soprano. Before now, he's recorded only as a horn for hire. But unlike other commercial saxophonists who get a record date, he doesn't just show off a pretty sound. For the most part, Turbinton came to play. Here's his Fat Blues. Earl Turbinton hung out with John Coltrane for a few days in 1962, and that left an indelible stamp on his playing. But he tempers that Coltrane influence with a howling vocal quality of his own. Listen to him on his Nefer Doris. There is a bit of the mimic about Earl Turbinton. I've heard him do an astonishing impersonation of Ornette Coleman, and his recording of the calypso Kingston Town is very much in the style of Sonny Rollins. But then, New Orleans musicians have always been attracted to Caribbean rhythms. They help define the city's music. Turbinton's hometown rhythm section is bassist James Singleton and drummer David Lee. We'll be right back. Earl Turbinton's hardly the only saxophonist to borrow from Coltrane and Rollins, but he's one of the better ones. Because his tastes were formed when their music was new, he plays it with more conviction than most young musicians who treat older styles like they're the latest thing. In that sense, Turbinton's like the recently rediscovered bop alto saxophonist Frank Morgan. Also like Morgan, he's had the dubious advantage of nurturing his style for decades outside of the spotlight. Well, now that fans and critics finally realize how good Frank Morgan is, maybe there's hope for Earl Turbinton yet.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Earl Turbinton's new album, Brothers for Life, on the Rounder label. This is Fresh Air.